Oh my god.
Yes, ma'am, I bet it's disconnected, okay. I guess.
Yeah, I thought it was bored, okay. But anyway.
Okay. Now you can see our the screen where you can see our number, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now you don't know how to go to the main screen while you are talking?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
Okay. Now do you see that the very bottom beside the circle any button over there?
Is this on my phone or my iPad?
On your phone. I'm talking about your phone.
Okay. It's got mute, keypad, audio, add call, FaceTime, contacts.
Okay. Now, do you see at the very bottom there is a circle by pressing which the phone has hung up? Just right next to that, do you see any button?
No, not at all. There's only the hang up button.
Okay. Do you see at the very bottom there is a line which you can swipe it up? Try to swipe the screen from bottom to top or top to bottom.
Okay. Top to bottom or bottom to top?
Anyone.
Doesn't work.
Okay, and the last time, have you pressed the middle button or you have touched that? The call got hung up.
I touched it.
You touched it, right? Did not press it. I just touched it,
and it disconnected.
Okay. Now just wait. Let me see. Okay, now, once again do that, just try to touch the middle one.
The hang up one?
Don't hang up. Like, do you have any option, any button over there by pressing you can go to your main screen? Apart from that circle, the hang up button.
No, because I don't ever need it. No.
Okay.
I also need to tell you, as I said to David, I have an appointment at 2:00, and I would have thought that this perhaps might have been resolved. How can you resolve it for me?
Okay, because we will do that. Don't worry. We have to work on the network because we want to work on the network, not on the phone exactly. But for that, we need to connect the device. So. You cannot see anything. And look at the iPad. On the iPad, apart from touchpad, it's not asking any of to put any of your pin over there, right?
Yes, I can put a pin on that one, yep.
Okay. So once asking the touch ID, you try to put your fingers, like see which finger is working over there.
I tried them all. I'm just getting so upset about this. Because I'm very not trusting, I'm sorry, but I'm not.
I understand that, ma'am. Everyone is not there. We understand that.
And I don't understand what I'm doing.
You have seen that your IP address, which you have detected in US, right? You have seen that. Okay, so this is the thing, ma'am, exactly you are getting this call. That's the problem. And now, try to put any of your fingers, try to put all the fingers, see which finger is working over there.
So where do I get that from?
Touch ID. Okay, you go to the App Store and search for any desk in the iPad and click on Get, you will get
that. How do I get to the App Store? Oh, no, I've got App Store here, okay. Now, I search for anything. Oh, God, I've got...
Any desk.
I just can't do it. I can't understand what I'm doing.
Again, I make you understand, ma'am. We are calling you from the ACSC, Australia Cyber Security Center, And we have noticed there is an illegal activity which is going on your IP address. And when we have searched for that IP address, it shows us United States, but you are in Australia. So we have to fix it, otherwise you will be in trouble in future.
I can understand that, but I can't understand how I can fix it because I'm not computer literate. I
we
don't
will
want
be fixing
to be.
It. You don't need, but you I, will not fix it.
All
you
right,
will
okay.
fix it.
So
okay.
Search here. Search here. Right. Any desk. Right.
Any desk. Yes.
Okay. And what will I do now?
Okay. It's asking for the touch ID once you click on the get. On the any desk. You can see any desk remote desktop.
And I've got the touch ID. Yep.
Okay, now try to put all of your fingers. See which finger is working.
Do you have to press very hard?
No. Just touch your finger. Not you don't need to press.
It's not working.
No finger is working?
No. Ken, no.
And is this iPad belongs to you or anyone else?
Yes, no. It only belongs to me and I'm the only one who uses it.
Okay. And you don't remember which finger you have selected the first time?
I have never ever done a touch ID. I've not
okay.
ever set it up because I have a number and, you know, look, it's just a, you know, a home iPad that I just use.
Okay.
And I've never had to have any of those highfalutin things.
I understand.
I don't know whether you do or not.
God, no finger is working over there?
No. It's not working.
It's not working. And where it says touch ID below that, do you see any option says...
There's none there.
Okay, now go to settings. Go to settings. Just leave it. Go to settings.
Oh, God. Okay.
Now, in this settings, you will
wait
see
a minute, doctor. I haven't found it yet. Okay, I've got settings now. Yep.
Now, in these settings, you will see at the very top there is a search, right? You can search anything, right?
Yep.
Now, type
what
over there, touch ID. Type over there, touch ID.
Yep.
And you will be getting an option comes up, touch ID and passcode.
Bloody hell.
Touch ID and passcode. Do you
see
that?
I just spelled it wrong. Yep.
Now click on that touch ID and passcode.
Yep.
Now what are the options comes up?
It just says enter your passcode.
Okay, type your PIN number, the PIN number which you enter always. Put that in.
Right.
Now, what are the options comes up?
It says finger one.
Okay. And do you see any option there to switch it off, the fingerprint?
Yeah, it's not on. Delete fingerprint.
Click on delete fingerprint. Yeah, take that off.
Okay.
Now, is it deleted?
Yep.
Now, again, go to the App Store. Close this one, go to the App Store and search for any desk. And this time it will not ask you for
this. It says install. It just says install.
Yeah, click on install. And once it gets installed, click on open.
Does it take a while to, yeah, open? Okay. Open, yep.
Now, once you click on open, you will see there is a ID comes up, your address. Has it opened now?
Enter remote address. It says anything you would like to find and connect.
Do you see anything says your address?
Yes, enter remote, any guest would like to find and connect to devices on your local network. This app will be able to discover and connect to devices on the networks you use.
Do you see anything okay? Yes, any option?
Yes, okay. Don't allow or okay.
Click on okay.
Why am I allowing myself
pardon?
To be open? Why am I going to call? Do you allow? Okay.
No, this is just a notification it's giving you, right? Click on
okay.
Open.
Okay. Yep. And it says the notifications may include alerts, sounds, and icon badges. Will I allow that?
All right. Yes, allow that.
Yes. Okay.
And then you will see your address. There are numbers.
Yes, that's just number. Yep.
Now help me out with the number and write down this number for you. This is very, very important for you.
Do you want me to tell you the number?
Now help me out with the number.
584.
Mm-hmm.
584-867.
Mm-hmm.
659.
Okay. Now, shortly, you will be receiving over there the security warning comes up, which will be sent by the ACSC server. And this security warning, which you had got earlier, but it hasn't come up because your IP address has been changed. Now, let me send you the security warning over there. If you see anything comes up, the security warning.
Security warning.
Now, do you see there are two check boxes over there? I am aware of this. And another one says, don't show me this message again.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you see accept? Click on accept.
Why does it say another person would like to access your device and I'm allowing that?
This is the security warning which we already been sent to you. And this security warning you should get earlier, but it was not come up because those hackers already shifted your IP address. Mm-hmm. Now, as this IP address has been come to us, We are letting you know everything. We don't do anything
I pressed accept and it's not highlighting at all. It's
okay, now do you see there are two check boxes? There are small check boxes. Click on both,
yes,
then click on accept.
Okay, oh God. I'm awake. Do I do both of them? Because only one of them will do
that. Yeah, both of them, yes. You need to click both of them.
Well, they don't work. Only one of them works. I'm aware of the risks.
Okay, and do not show this warning.
It doesn't work.
Don't show this message again?
No, it doesn't. That's not highlighted. The only thing that's highlighted is I'm aware of the risk, yes.
Okay, and try to. And do you see any option over there, accept? Click on try to accept?
Yes. Cancel and report or accept.
Click on accept.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, once you click on accept, another option comes up over there. Say start now or I accept again or start broadcast. Do you see anything?
Yeah. Start broadcast. Any desk, start broadcast.
Click on start broadcast.
Oh, God. Yeah, right.
Start broadcast. Click on that.
Yeah. Well, I've done that.
Okay, now wait for a moment. And now again, you will see any option? Again, allow, accept any option?
Yes, accept or dismiss.
Click on accept. Click on accept.
Yeah. Any desk, start broadcast.
Click on that. Click on start broadcast.
I did.
Okay, now wait for a moment. And once it's connected to the ACSC server, we will be showing you who we are exactly.
No.
Okay, now go to your main screen, your home screen, and open up Safari browser. Press main screen and open up Safari.
Safari, yeah. Okay. Yep. Yeah. So what do you want me to do there?
Okay, now in the Safari, go for google.com, www.google.com.
Yep.
Now in the Google search, now do you see at the middle there is a bar, Google search, you can search anything. Now type over there, A-C-S-C, yeah. Now type in the Google search box, A-C-S-C. A as in Apple, C as in Charlie.
Yeah, yeah.
Then Australia, space Australia. A-C-S-C, space Australia.
Yeah.
Now you get a lot of options comes up there.
Yeah.
Now if you see anything comes up, says A-C-S-C homepage, cyber.toby.au.
Yeah.
This is our website. Click on that.
Mm.
We are calling you from this organization, that is the Australia Cyber Security Center.
Right, what do I do now?
Now, after you opening that website, go down, you will see there are three things to protect yourself. If you see any option, let me know.
Three things
to protect yourself.
Is that the ransomware profile, the critical vulnerability?
Go down. You will see that. You will see that at the down. Go down.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Right. Yes, I can see those.
Top three things to protect. Now, these are the three things you need to follow in the future, ma'am. You need to. You can see the readout. What is the first option you can see?
Update your devices to protect important information. What does that mean? Buy a new one.
Okay. Update means. Every year, every month, there are new updates are coming for the devices. For that, you don't need to pay any money. That is an automatic update system, which keeps updated to the device. So you don't need to pay anything for that. You simply, whatever the application you are getting, you will be getting an update option as well with all the applications. And once you click on update, it will go automatic update. Now, the second thing is protect your accounts with multi-factor authentication. It means you have to have at least there are 2 to 3 security layers onto your device so that if one security layer gets missed out, the second layer will be protect your device. So there are multi-factor authentication which you need to register for your device, and we will be doing that for you. You don't need to do that. And the third thing you can see, something is written.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You need to put your data backup every month or every week, or you need to set a time duration for that. And every 3 months or every 6 months, it automatically takes backup your data, so that if you miss out any of your personal information, you can get back from there. Now, look at the very top.
Where do you get an external hard drive? Is that an extra thing you have to hook up?
No, that says to the cloud or an external hard drive, right?
Mm. Right. Okay.
Backup data regularly to the cloud or on external hard drive, right?
Mm. Right. Okay.
Okay, so it's cloud means you can put it on the cloud as well. You don't need to get an external hard drive for that. Mm-hmm. Now, at the very top, do you see something that says report?
Says what?
Report at the very top.
Yes, report a cyber security incident. Is that what it means? Is that what you're telling me?
Just right next to that, you see a report. A small button says report.
Report a cyber crime or a cyber security incident? Is that what it is?
Not that one. At the very top. Look at the very top.
No, I can't see it. I don't know what I'm looking for.
You can't see report?
No, I can't. The only report I can see is this report a cyber crime or cyber security incident. Get alert. Become a partner, information.
All right. No. This is David back again, ma'am. The call has been transferred back to me, okay?
Oh, bloody hell. Okay. Can you give me a time now? Am I nearly finished? because as I said right at the beginning, I have an appointment and I'm running out of time.
Only couple of more minutes, ma'am. Only 5 to 10
right.
minutes more and then we'll be done. Okay.
Now
you
did
report
me
on the report.
Did you give up on me? Are you David?
Yeah, ma'am. I'm the baby.
Yes, so he's given up on me, has he?
Yeah.
Right.
He was a technical person, ma'am. Like, he was just for the technical help. As he was not able to use the iPad,
yes.
He was not able to download that. So, he was just helping you for that.
All right. So, what am I doing now, David? Tell me what I have to do.
You will be reporting a cyber crime to the cyber security, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All
right. Can you do that? Can you do that for me?
Wait. Scroll up the page up.
I really don't have much time. I haven't got much time to wait. But anyway, keep going.
What you need to do, you need to scroll up the page and go down.
And where do I go to? Have I got the right page?
Yeah, you are on the right page, ma'am. Come down, more down.
Yeah, well, yeah. Right, how far down? The download?
Not the download. No, not that.
Share on?
No.
Report a cyber crime?
Click on that. Report a cyber crime. Report a cyber crime or a cyber security incident.
Yeah. Okay.
Now come down.
Yeah.
Now can you see what is written up there? Who are you reporting on behalf of? Is this a page, right?
An individual, a business, or
a
government? So it's an individual.
You need. Perfect.
Right. Through the police, through blah blah, should not blah blah blah. Yeah. Report a cyber crime to the police, which I'm not.
You're right.
What do I do now?
Now you can close this page, the Safari page. Close it down.
Right. Where do I go to now?
Now, go check all the application on your phone now. Are you getting eBay? Any eBay application?
eBay? No.
Or PayPal? eBay, PayPal?
No, at the minute, no. Not
all
getting
right.
any of that.
Now, what you need to do, you need to just log in into your account and check if there is any money missing out or not.
In what account, David?
Yes, your bank account, the app that you got, ma'am, the most of the time that you use. Once you do login, ma'am, do let me once you see the account in front of you. Are you on the accounts, ma'am?
No, I'm on it, but there's nothing out of the normal. There's nothing abnormal.
Wait. There. That's the reason, ma'am, because the IP address, your internet IP address, was been showing in Australia. Once it will be changed back to Australia, you can see the funds, the transaction statement will be coming up. Because those people are not letting you.
So, okay. What do I do? What do I do?
All right. I will help you, ma'am. I will help you. Just more 2 minutes, ma'am. All right. Now, come on that page where you can see all of your accounts. On the page where you can see all of your accounts.
Yep. Right.
Where you can see all of the accounts now.
Yes, I can. Yep.
On which page are you right now?
Why can you see what I'm looking at? Can you see what I'm looking at? Can you see the bank page that I'm looking at now? Well, I'm looking at the page. Well, I can see what I'm looking at. So, you know.
You need to be on the page where you need to be on the page where you can see all of your accounts, okay?
I'm on the page, yes.
All right. Now, what you need to do, can you see somewhere is asking you like or giving you option like profile?
No.
Wait.
Down the bottom there's profile, yes. Do I tap on that?
Wait. Don't tap on that, wait. Okay. Now, On the account option, ma'am, can you see somewhere any option like more? Can you see any option called more?
On where? Where on the profile? Yes.
No, no,
yes,
not
I
on the profile.
I can see more. I can see more, yes.
Yeah, you need to click on that more.
I've clicked on that. Reorder accounts, activate card, view statements, ongoing or one-off payments, future payments, transfers.
Okay, click on activate card.
No, why am I doing that? Why am I doing that?
Ma'am, you're not activating the, your card is already activated. You are just checking that. You are checking the status.
I have no idea what my card number is.
That's the reason, okay. Ma'am.
No.
That's the reason these things. Okay. Can you see any option to cancel? Don't do anything.
Yep. Cancel. Yep. Right.
Okay. All right. Now, again, try to tap on any other account if you have.
Yep.
All right. And can you see any option called manage? There will be an option called manage, ma'am, somewhere.
Yes, yes, yes. Click on that.
Wait. Now.
Yep.
Now, can you see somewhere? You got?
Tell me what to do now.
Can you see your card number ending up over there? Any of your card's image coming up there?
Why am I looking for that?
Because, ma'am, you are checking the status of your account. You are looking into your account.
Okay, don't get angry with me, David, because it's been...
I'm not getting angry, ma'am. You're asking me the thing.
Excuse me. It's frustrating for you, and I know that I'm frustrating when I'm talking about computers, but it is very frustrating for me, and I've got this little doubt in my mind, which am I being sucked in and my children will kill me, or else I've got to trust you, which I've chosen to trust you. Okay, I've got my account number here now.
Okay, now you can do one thing, tap on the back arrow again, and your card, with the card, which card has been attached, ma'am, with your card, the card that you got? Debit card that you got, your debit card is linked up with your which account?
This one that I've got now.
All right. Now you can log out from here.
I can close the accounts down. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Log out.
Okay. How much more, David?
Once you do log out, ma'am, do let me know. Okay.
What am I doing now?
Now, open up the Safari again and...
Yep.
Click on the Safari. Now, those people try to order few gift card, ma'am. So we are canceling those gift card directly from the website from where did they try to order, right?
Right,
whatever you said. Yeah. All right. Now click on the now where you can see ACS, you remove that and you need to type there. Wool swap.
Where have I got to type it?
On the search. On the top.
Oh, on the top.
Go to the top. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what have I got to do there? Yep.
On the top, you need to delete that.
Yeah.
Now you need to type there BUY. Buy. This is the website, ma'am.
B-U-Y.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Give a space.
Yep.
Apple. Type Apple.
Yep.
Apple. Give a space.
Yep.
Gift cards.
Yep.
Gift cards. Woolworths. Gift cards, Woolworths.
Bloody hell. Tell me what I've got to do. Again, I've wiped it.
By,
what,
D-U-I,
by. D-U-I, yes. Yep.
Please. Apple.
Apple.
Gift card.
Card. Only one. One card.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, gift card.
Yeah, gift card. Woolworths.
Yeah, perfect. Yes. Because, ma'am, this is the website from where those hackers try to purchase all the gift cards. So, it will be second cancellation email.
Okay.
Click on buy Apple card Woolworths. Yeah. Click on the option. Can you see somewhere it says buy Apple gift card Woolworths? You can see the suggestion.
Woolworths, yes. Click, what do I do there? I've got that.
Click on that. Tap on that. Yeah. Now, you will see a page coming up in front of you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Now, can you see Apple Entertainment All Gift Card?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Click on that. Click on that option, Apple Entertainment All Gift Card. Ma'am, this is the website those people use behind you.
The buy Apple Gift Card,
Yeah, click on that. Tap on that page.
Yep.
Okay. Now, on the very first option where you can see Apple Entertainment, can you see any option like that?
Yes. Yes.
Click on that.
Yep.
Now, wait. Yeah. Now, can you see there might be some image coming about the gift cards, right, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you see menu? Somewhere you can see menu. It says menu and there
menu.
Will be a three line. Yeah. Menu and three line. Menu. M-E-N-U. Menu on the top.
Oh, menu.
Somewhere. Yeah. Menu. Menu. Click on that three line.
No. It doesn't. I can't see menu.
Yeah, you need to click on that, ma'am, the three lines where you can see the menu. Click on that three line.
When you're saying three line, what does that mean?
Well, you need to click on that menu, ma'am, the area where you can see menu, the top three line above the menu, the three white lines.
Okay, David, yes, I've done that now. Yeah?
All right, now you can see the option somewhere, ma'am. It will be saying all gift cards.
Yes.
All gift cards.
Yes.
Click on that.
Yep.
And wait until any options come up. Now, can you see Wish? Any gift card says Wish. There will be more multiple options. You need to select the Wish. W-I-S-H. Wish. It will be on the top, ma'am. It might be you can find it on the top, on the very top.
Tell me what I'm looking for. Tell me again.
Wish.
W-I-S-H.
Right.
Yep. I can't find that. Menu, gift cards, lobbying, dollars. Shit.
Again, tap on the... can you see Wish? The first one. Wish. This will be orange color, ma'am. Wish. W-I-S-H.
I wish, but I can't see it.
Ma'am, it is in front of you. It might be in front of you. W-I-S-H. It will be the orange one.
Okay. Right. What do I do with that?
Click on that. This is the gift card. Yeah. This is the gift card which those people try to order behind you, ma'am.
Right.
So we are canceling this gift card for you.
Yeah.
Now
come
down. Scroll down the page.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Scroll it down.
Yep.
Now,
can you see what I'm
can
doing?
Can you see one?
You see?
No, ma'am. No. Because
one. I
we
can
know
see
about
one.
Website.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I can
where
see
you can
one.
See
yep.
one.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can see one, you need to make it four. You need to
four.
Make it four because you are canceling four. Those hackers.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Ordered four gift cards and the amount was $500, ma'am. You can see somewhere also the amount option.
Okay, I've done that.
All right, now can you see the green add to cart somewhere?
Yes.
Green add to cart. Click on that.
Yes.
Now
I've
wait.
Done that.
You can see the money will be there, ma'am. Click on view shopping cart. There will be auction coming up, blue shopping cart.
Mm, yep.
And now wait.
$2,000.
Yeah. Now, can you see at the top, ma'am, there is $2,000 available showing you up, right?
Mm, yep.
These are the gift card, ma'am. This money has been tried to withdraw by those hackers from your debit card.
Okay, David, what do I need to do now? Because, as I said, I had an appointment. They're trying to ring me.
Now, we will, all right, we will be doing it fast. Come down.
Yep.
Come down. Go down.
Yep.
Go down.
Yep.
Go down. Can you see checkout?
Yes, I can.
Checkout. Any option called checkout. You have press on checkout?
Yep.
All right. Now put the information. Put your details quickly, ma'am, for the cancellation.
This should be good. Yes. Right.
All right. And put the details quickly, ma'am.
Yep, I haven't got that other
go
one.
Go down.
Yep.
Yeah. There's no need to put it back. Now. Now, put your mobile number. Is it asking you for the mobile number?
Wait a minute. Yep.
Okay. Come down, put the mobile number there.
Yep.
All right. Now put the details, your name.
Why do I need to put that billing address in which you've got?
Ma'am, because those people, they have ordered under your name. So once the gift card will be cancelled, so everything will be, all the email and all the details will be sent at your address, ma'am. That's the reason. This is for the security purpose. So that in the near future, this Woolworth will be blocking you if any transaction made without your authorization from this website. From this website, this money will be transferring to your debit card, ma'am. Okay?
Okay.
Now, can you see the terms and conditions thing? You need to tick on that.
Wait a minute, this is wrong. Yep, click on that. Yep.
All right. Now, wait. Now, go up. It's showing the amount is $0, ma'am.
What?
Wait. Can you see the cart on the top?
The cart?
There is the $2,000 where it's available. Click on that on the top where you can see the $2,000 on the top.
Click
on that. Now come down.
Yep. Right.
Okay. Now click on checkout again.
Yep.
All right. Now you need to fill up the details fast. It will be already loaded there, ma'am. Just tap on that, it will be coming up. Just 5 more minutes, ma'am. Once you receive the email, the cancellation email, we will be done. From the top, try to fill up all the details from the top. Okay. Make sure you check it, ma'am, if the details are correct.
No.
Check the email. There is some mistake.
I am.
Because we are getting some error notification now.
Well, there you go. It's got some error things there, but it's, I don't know what they are.
Check the email. Both of
I checked it and it's right. I can't see where it's wrong.
Okay, you can swipe it and type it again, ma'am. Remove that, where it is, all right. Where it is showing the red, you can delete that. The red one. Where it is showing you red, yeah. Now you can type it again. Remove from the beginning. All right, now type it first. It's big pond, ma'am.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying. Right.
Okay, now come down. Scroll down.
Yeah.
Scroll down. All right, now
yeah.
Come down. Come down. Yeah, yeah, now put the details.
Yep.
Okay, click on that checkbox.
Yep. Still comes up naught.
Click. Okay, click on
what
proceed
do I do?
To payment.
Right. Okay.
Now, you can
okay.
see that those hackers are not letting you to cancel the transaction.
Why?
Come down, that's the reason, ma'am.
Come down. What's the reason? So
because, ma'am, your internet network. Wait, I will help you, ma'am. You, what you need to do, go to the cart again, on the top, on the cart option. That, on the top.
Where's the cart?
The cart, where you can see the available amount, $2,000 there.
Right.
Okay. Now you can click on checkout. Because it will be showing up there at the end, man, $2,000. But it's not showing there, it's showing it zero. They're not letting out you to take out this money back into your account. Now wait, now go to the top. Okay, what you need to do is you need to close this page now. Wait. It's not letting you to cancel it. Close it.
Okay, what do I do now?
Close the page, close the whole page. Close it from the background as well.
It's gone, yep.
Again, close it, close the full page.
Well, it's closed.
Okay. Now again, open up the Safari.
Oh my God. Okay, right.
Okay. Now open up the Safari browser again.
Yeah, what's the Safari browser?
Okay, now can you see the, can you see the $2,000 on the top? Click on that.
Right. Yep. Okay. And go down to the checkout again or what?
Yeah, click on checkout.
Yep. Do I have to put that information
okay.
in again?
Yeah, ma'am, because once you are putting the details, go down. First, don't put the details, first go down.
Go down
that. Yeah, go down. Yeah, stream down, bottom.
Still has not.
All right, you can close this page, ma'am. Can you see it's not working?
No, it's not. And okay. Tell me what
close
the next
page.
I've closed it.
Close. Tap on the back arrow on the top. Can you see the back arrow, a blue arrow
yes.
back?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Again, click open up the Safari. Now, delete that WolfWatch from the top and search for a new website, ma'am, because this website is not letting you to cancel up this gift card.
Okay, David. This is now getting out of hand. I have an appointment, which is an appointment.
Oh, no.
And
okay.
What
okay.
can
I mean, it
do
might take only 5 minutes,
but you told me it would only take two. You told me it would only take 2 minutes. And
yeah, ma'am. But the order value, can you see? It was the order value. You can see
okay,
it was
okay,
$0, ma'am.
Continue on, please.
Click
continue on.
All right. Click on the back arrow. On the back arrow and close this.
Yes.
Page. Can you see
yes.
three tabs? Can you see three tabs? Close all the tabs. Can you see three tabs on the left-hand side in the blue? It's indicating you three tabs.
I don't know what you're saying. What are you saying?
Ma'am,
that's
can
three
you see
tabs.
Three tabs below the Safari. Can you see the three tabs? It's written three tabs below the Safari.
Yes.
Click on
that.
Three
yes.
tabs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you press on the three tab? Okay.
I have.
Can you see the small... Can you see the small X on all the tabs? Close all of them from the background. Press on the small X sign. The small X on all the tabs. Can you see the Wish page? You can see a small little X on that page. All right. Now click on Google. Click on Google.
Right.
Can you see
yes,
Google?
Yes, I have. Yes, yes, yes. Sorry.
All right.
Now
type BUY buy. Now type the same buy.
Buy what? Gift card.
Yeah, buy gift card Woolworths. Yes, perfect.
Yes. Right. Okay. What else?
All right. Now click on the first option from the top.
What's that? Whereabouts? What do you mean? Buy gift card Woolworths. Buy gift card Woolworths.
Yeah. The Woolworths gift card buy online store today. Click on that.
Yeah, all right. I've done that. What
okay,
do I do now?
Click on that. Do let me know. Now.
I've clicked. Yep. I've clicked on it.
Can you see in a blue Woolworths gift card buy online? Click on that. Slowly. Just click
no.
on that. Perfect. Once you click on that, do let me know, ma'am.
I've clicked on it.
Try to click it once again. It's not working. Wait. Wait, wait. It will be coming up. It's not taking some
right.
time.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Now, again, go down.
Yep. Yeah,
tap on
I'm
the
down.
Three line, the menu again, the menu. Click on the menu, the three line.
Yep. Yep. The card.
No,
the
no,
card
the menu.
The
menu option.
All oh, right.
The
okay.
menu.
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay.
Click on all gift cards.
Right. Yep.
Okay. All right. Now again, select the Wish. Click on the Wish.
Yes. Yep.
Right. Now go down.
Yep.
All right. Once you go down extreme bottom. Make it 4 and make it 500 again. The same. This is the cancellation.
Where do you make it? Oh my God.
You need to pick on the Wish, ma'am, the Wish one.
I did. Right? What
no,
have
no,
I done
no,
now?
No. Go ask yourself whether it's a Wish or any other card. Go to the top and check it first.
Wish.
You have,
right. Wish.
Yeah,
yes.
the Wish one.
Select. Yes.
And you need to make the quantity 4.
Right. I've done that.
And select the amount 500.
Yes. Right.
All right. Now click on Add to Cart.
Right.
Add to Cart. Perfect. Now click on View Shopping Cart. Okay, now come down.
Wait a minute. Where does it say View? It says Check Out.
Yeah, click on Check Out.
Right. Yep.
All right, now again fill up the details quickly now.
Have I got to put those in again?
Yeah. And once you put the detail, make sure you check it, recheck it, whether if there is some mistake or not, ma'am, okay?
Right.
Check the email, ma'am. You can check the email. Might be there is some mistake because a red arrow is coming up on the email.
God.
Come now. All right. You need to remove the bottom one and type it again, ma'am.
Why? What's the matter with it?
Because, ma'am, you have already put a wrong one. That's the reason it's not letting you. It will be showing you because you have put the all the first. You need to delete
everything.
Okay. All right. Now put the details.
Right.
Now go down.
Yep.
Click on that checkbox. I have read. Now you can see it's showing
yes.
you the $2,000 total. It will be transferred to you. Click on the proceed to payment.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Now where you want the refund, ma'am? On your debit card or on your credit card? You need to select your debit card. Okay.
Right. This thing good.
Now.
Yep.
All right. Now, can you see a page? It's asking you some of your details. So don't read out, just
yep.
put the details there.
But you can see it. So
we passed. No, ma'am, we will not be able to see that. We have locked everything. I was just helping you through a security portal. Once you put the details, do let me know.
All right, I'll put it down. Just hang on a minute.
All right.
Right. I've done that now. Hello?
Yeah, go scroll up.
Yep, scroll up, right.
Yep. No, go down.
Right, you're getting confused now, David. Okay.
Wait.
Right.
No, ma'am. Come down.
Yep.
Scroll down.
I'm down as far as I can go.
Okay, now you need to go up, little bit up, more up.
Yep.
Slowly. Don't scroll up, ma'am. Wait. Go up little bit. Up slowly. Slowly. Go up little bit.
I'm as far as I can go.
Go down, slowly down, slow down. Slowly. Wait, okay. Now you can click on the green, pay, you will be getting a cancellation message. Pay 2000 AUD, click on that, the green one. Now, a message will be coming up on your phone now. You need to enter a cancellation code over there. So this is a confirmation message to cancel and transfer this money into back into your account. Wait, it might take some time. Okay.
Now
you get
yep.
a code, the number ending up with 998. You need to enter the code there, the security code. Don't read out, just
Where is it on my phone?
Yeah, you have received a message ending up with 998. Is this on the mobile phone you are talking to me, right?
Where is the message from?
Yeah.
On my phone?
On your mobile phone, ma'am. Yes, on your mobile phone, the phone which you are talking to me. Check, you have get a security code. Open up the messages.
Oh, I haven't got a message yet.
try to refresh your message on your mobile phone. Number and this is the mobile phone, the number ending up with 998, right, ma'am? 4029-4498. Have you got any quote from the ANZ? Any message?
No, I haven't got one yet.
Okay, wait. Wait for a moment. The text messages, ma'am. The text messages, yes. Not the email. The text message. The normal message. Are you on the messages? Did you get any message, ma'am?
Oh, well, I can't see it. It's come through, but I can't see it.
Okay, you can put the phone on speaker, the phone which you are using. Okay, you do one thing, ma'am. You can hang up the phone, all right?
Yep.
You hang up the phone, open up the message, write down the code somewhere, and I'm calling you back, okay? Is that
okay? Okay,
all right.
Yes.
All right, do it fast.